We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the programme which has done for radio what the eruption of Vesuvius did for Pompeii. As usual, two teams oppose each other. On my left, Barry Crown and Graham Garden. And on their left, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. The rules of the game change so much over the series that I haven't yet caught up with them. So we'll go on to the first round, which is the round called Last Episode. And in this round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music or some appropriate music, and I shall award some points somewhere along the line. Tim Brooke Taylor, you're going to start with this one, and we want you to put the last line to The Brothers.
Edward, David. Yes, Brian. Mother's pregnant again.
Barry, your one is Within These Walls.
Who left that door open?
Willie Rushton, the show that we want you to kill off in one line is The World at War.
We interrupt this ceaseless program to announce the outbreak of World War III. And now back to Harry Vaseline and his music of the Mendips.
Graham Garden. The show that we want you to kill off is Gardener's Question Time.
Well, I'd like to ask the panel how best I should feed this Trifford. Down, boy, down.
And with
now
Barry
back
and
to
Graham
Harry just... Vaseline and his music of the Mendips.
With Barry and Graham just marginally ahead, we go on now to the point where I tell the teams that they have to think of names for people arriving at the Electrical Goods and Allied Industries Ball. You have the whole of the rest of the program to think of those. Have you got them down? Electrical
Sounds
Goods
like
and
the rest of the
Allied Industries Ball. So we go on to the next round, which is called Sound Charades. In this one team has to make noises and the other team has to guess what they mean. The audience are let into the secret and can help by applauding when they're getting warmer and doing the other thing when they're not. Got that? Right. You're going to perform your charade, first of all, Graham Garten and Barry Cryer. And I want you to tell the opposite team whether this is a play, a film, a book, or what it is.
It's a book and a film.
Book and a film.
A secret voice will now, a mystery voice, will now tell those of you at home what it is.
The Omen. The Omen.
Barry and Graham, how many syllables and how are you going to do it?
There are two words on the card and we're going to do them both at once.
Oh.
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 Uh-oh.
Oh.
Love thy neighbour. Just happens I know who you live next door to. The Colonel.
As opposed to O.
O.
The O women.
Was that O men?
Yes,
it is O men.
Yes.
Sorry.
So now, Tim and Willie, you're going to do the acting, and will you tell them what it is, book, film, what?
When the boat comes in. When the boat comes in.
Well, it's television, basically, but there is also a book.
And television, basically, and also a book.
Right, five mystery voice has told everyone at home what it is. And how are you going to do it? How many syllables?
Well, there are five words. I haven't counted the
syllables. Five syllables.
Five syllables, right.
Oh, and we'll do five unisyllabic words.
We'll do it all at once, if we may.
Go on.
Oh, feel free.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who? Oh, in that case, pray enter.
Excellent.
Oh, very good. Right, we'll do our next one now. Oh, sorry.
I enjoyed that. I don't want to guess it. I think guessing
would
ruin it. It's
not Gone with the Wind.
Run and Run.
Guessing would ruin that.
When the Bert comes in.
Yes. Graham, you got that right, so you've earned yourself another chance to do another charade.
No, have we?
What's this one going to be?
A television series.
Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch.
The mystery voice has told everyone at home, and they all broke into a spontaneous cheer.
Blackboard goes better than we do.
How many syllables and how are you going to do it?
Four syllables.
Three words.
Four syllables, three words.
Well, that's a clue. All right, we're going to start now. We're doing them all at once, as always. Pattern of these things. Right, here we go. Hey, I say, isn't that Robert Redford over there, star of Downhill Racer? And I do believe, good heavens, yes, he's going to sing.
We've been together now for 40 years.
That's it.
The end.
Van der Velk.
So warm.
Robert Redford, downhill skier, star.
It's Dutch, isn't it? The Dick Van Dyke Show.
How do you get Dutch out of it?
I've been together now for 40. Oh. I don't care a lot too much for my old Dutch.
Double Dutch. Dutch. Holland. If we're getting cold, would you just hiss, please? I think it's the heating in here. I'm not...
Ladies, gentlemen, and geese, thank you.
Can you give us a clue?
Give them a clue.
We'll give you the answer. Words. That's as good a clue as any.
You've said all the words.
You haven't got it.
Stars at night. No. Stars? No, that's also not. Stars. Stars on Sunday.
No! Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Patrick Moore's The Merrier.
No.
Stars at night.
Stars. K. Anne Hutch.
They didn't get it. No, doesn't count. Starsky and Dutch.
Ah. That puts a young lady in the second row ahead of all of us. Right, Tim and Willie, it's your turn to do one last round in this one, so will you tell the opposing team what it is?
It's a film.
And was a telly.
Oh, that's true.
Film and was it, though?
It's four syllables, three words.
12 Angry Men. 12 Angry Men.
Right, the mystery voice has informed everyone at home what it is.
Four syllables, and, three words.
How are you going to do it?
Pretty well.
In Hungarian.
We're going to do the all together, Hump.
How nice.
Are you going to start, will you, or am I?
No, you start.
All right. Look, I brought the whole team to play football, that's all.
I am a customs officer. Lower your trousers, please.
Hey, boss, do I have to lower my trousers?
Lower your underpants.
Hey, boss, do I... why have we got to do this? We've come to play football.
You are.
Hey, we're all bloody annoyed.
That'll do.
We're very cross, all of us, football team and our manager.
I put an X on your wife. That was pathetic.
Is that it?
That's it.
Late comers at the Allen Ball.
Oh.
A football team and their manager?
Four syllables, three words.
So easy when you know, isn't it?
It's so easy when you know, yes. What are we talking about now? Oh, sorry.
Quiet flows the Don.
Yes.
That's cricket.
Oh, right.
Filthy.
Topical.
Are they getting warm, audience?
We're not getting anywhere, really.
Why the man...
Is Don relevant?
What's the manager got? 12 Angry Men.
Hey, good lad. Very good.
No, I'm sorry. It was, in fact, the Dirty Dozen.
Ah.
And with that fleeting reference to the listeners to this programme, we carry on to the next one.
It's gone up.
Well, that's a round called pick-up song. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on the word in the lyric, one word in the lyric. And a member of the opposing team has to then sing a different song starting with that word. Who's going to start? Timber of Ted.
Sorry, do we do it as a team or do we have to do it individually?
Yeah, as a team.
Do it as a team, if you like.
Yes, please. Willie knows songs.
Only backwards. In Gilly Gilly, Ossin Pfeffer, Katzenella Bolan.
Bogan by the sea.
See you.
That doesn't...
See you again whenever spring
breaks through
again. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
I looked at you for approval.
You got it. I echoed you.
William Tim, will you take it up on the word spring?
Spring.
We'll be
spring.
A little late this year.
It's two different songs. But then, yeah. So will autumn.
Here we go again, happy as can be, all good friends
and neighbours.
Hey, all the happiest pervert in town.
Town.
Upon the Swanee River, far
away and long ago.
He does know them backward.
They had a song which went quite slow.
You're not meant to make them up.
I've never heard of yours.
Oh, I see.
A long, long way to go.
They're in a world of their own.
I'm trying to remember the tune of Far Down Below.
Far, far, far down below. Fetch a bucket.
Bucket?
A hole in my...
Dear Liza, there's a hole in my bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
Happy holy day. Happy holy day.
I think we've been at hole.
Hole, meet again.
Hole.
Don't know war. Don't know when.
Sound like Russell Harty.
Hole. And I'm
a hole of you. Why not take hold of me?
Me.
A name I call myself. A long, long way to run.
Run.
Rabbit run. Rabbit run. Run.
He's older than he looks, you know.
I don't think we can improve on that.
We stopped on run.
You stopped what? On run. Oh, you wanted to take it up on run.
Stopped on rabbit.
Yeah. If you carry on with run.
Oh, run. We stopped on run, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, carry on run.
Oh. It's too easy, really.
Yeah. There's nothing in the rules against repeating a tune that's been sung
no,
before.
No, that's very true, Hum. Very true indeed. Run.
You sit here all night singing Run, Rabbit, Run. Until you elect to blast your tiny horn.
That was my idea, but you've obviously scotched it. I think after the intellectual strain of that round, we ought to go on to one that's easy. So we're going to do one of our ad-lib poems. The teams are going to make up a poem. And each team member has to keep going in until I press this buzzer. And then a member of the opposing team takes over. And this goes on until we stop.
When did the tea bar take over?
I'm going
there
to
audible
pass
agreeer.
To Tim Brooke Taylor the opening line of the first poem, because we probably have time to do two. Tim, of all the methods known to man to control the population...
The quiet. Best has been used by far by a man who is a nation.
Pardon?
By a man who is a nation. His name is Umba Lumba Boom. His mother was quite drunk.
They were on a ship one day, and believe me, it was sunk. It sank into the briny deep.
Nay.
You
what?
You crow. You cry.
I've been on quite a few ships. I've never seen one sink so. So far into the briny deep, it struck the earth below.
And out we were, us mariners, pitched to sink or swim, you know. But there upon the horizon, there arose a coral isle, and we swam out towards it in freestyle.
These sailors, they had coats of blue. In fact, they were brand new. They'd...
And bell bottoms. So gay and bright. They received compliments from Danny DeRue. Old Danny was a sailor once, you may have heard it said.
Indeed, I know him very well. I used to make his bed.
Well, all the points go to Willie on that one, and we'll do another one now, a quick one here.
My autobiography.
And we're going to start, Barry, you off with this one. The MO lined the rookies up in order to inspect them.
He was a man who ruined them, who ravished them and wrecked them. He was a stern and vicious man with boots that shone like the sun.
And my word, when he said cough to you, the best thing to do was run. He had a vice-like grip he had. He should have been a vet.
He had a grip-like vice as well, which terrorized him yet. But all the lads in his platoon looked up to this great man.
I must admit, I am myself a little bit of a fan. One day, I went down to the docks.
Not to see the ships, of course. To complain about... complain about my socks. They were pure army issue, of a texture rough and grainy.
They used to rot about your feet when singing in the rainy.
Is that it?
But back now to the barracks. And back to meet my squad.
I always like to meet them. Training in the quad, for we had taken over a college in the town.
In the what, sorry?
Town, of course.
That was a time ago, before we were sent down. I'm finding it difficult to rhyme. Oh. Surely we are running out of time.
But no, let's... let's tell our story with its sordidness and slime. I think that's three rhymes. Never mind. We were three jolly undergrads of college, fame and sport.
I was up for a time at Wadham until I was finally caught. I was reading for the porn squad. I got a third in Greek.
I got a fourth in Latin and I couldn't sit down for a week.
We go straight on to a round called Straight Face. In this round, the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panellist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience here is disqualified. If you get a laugh from the people at home, you are banned from the programme for life. The remaining three contestants continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and that one wins. Or loses. We're going to start with you, Graham Garden.
Bottle.
Brick.
Cringe.
Last.
Potter.
Graham, you fall out of that one, having brought the...
One downmanship.
Brought the house down with Potter. Yeah. It's for you to start now, Timbrook Taylor.
Please. Cucumber.
It's the way you tell them.
And that's the end of you, I'm afraid. That's Barry, you and Willie are left now.
Hat.
Episode.
Bombazine.
Go on, I didn't hear anything, Willie.
Oh, good, good. What a relief.
Sound.
Euphony.
It wasn't that euphony. Charades.
Game.
Pick.
Pardon?
Pick.
Taught.
Song.
Furbelow.
Add.
Truss.
And Barry, having surrendered that one without a fight, that leaves Willie. I just want to see whether you can get a mark, Willie, by carrying on.
Lib. Poem. Straight. Face.
It's true.
Late. Comers. I'm just reading out the programme. He hasn't got a titter.
Okay, Willie, you earned your mark.
Horse.
So that's how you avoided getting a laugh.
You earned half a mark for that.
Thank you.
This is the point in the programme where
hooray.
I go home now so that I can miss your announcements for the arrivals at the Electrical Goods and Allied Industries Ball. Who's going to open?
I haven't got any, but you got any?
Television celebrity just entered. I think he's part of the cabaret. It's actor Frank Windsor from Softly, Softly Task Force with his new tough image, better known now as John Killer Watt. Oh, he hasn't brought anybody with him.
Sneaking in under his skirts are Mr. and Mrs. Rater and their daughter, Jenny Rater.
And her beau, Tage.
Hello, hello. That's two hello. There's Crystal Set and her cat's Whisker.
And close behind her, those young trendies. Mr. and Mrs. Ode and their daughters, Anode and Cathode. That was Ray Tube.
Please will you adjust your laughing gear to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Ontlehold and their son, Horace.
With their friend, he's a bit of a lad, Contrast, the Irish knob.
And Jack Plug, who has good connections, if nothing else.
But over there from the world of music, will you welcome, please? Welcome them. Mr. and Mrs. Etricorda and their daughter Cass Etricorda and her titled friend, Duke Box.
Bend the knee, won't you, now for Lady Kit and her rather diminutive husband, Short Circuit.
Extraordinary coincidence, someone with the same name was about to come in, but he won't.
Who's down your togas? Here come the Aetas and their tiny son, who is also part-time Emperor of Rome, Pocket Caligulator.
But enough of them, for here... From Bonnie, Scotland, will you welcome, as always, Mr. and Mrs. Amp Fuse and their son, Fife Amp Fuse.
Ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, Humphrey, can we all take our partners for the last vaults before we all go home?
No.
No, we can't. The band have struck.
Ladies and gentlemen, all good things come to an end.
But not yet, because here, from America, representing the FBI, is J. Edgar Vacuum Cleaner.
So it's time now to say goodbye from all of us.
Isn't Mitzi and Bushy?
Oh, bless them, there's AC and DC Waters.
So we'll say good night. Good night.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Simon Brett.